refuge and generate bodhicitta, if this is a part of your practice. And then connect with the great openness, the great expanse of wisdom mind. And please open your heart to the suffering of others and give rise to determination to accomplish the practice, to awaken your wisdom heart and wisdom mind for the benefit of all beings. And then settle in and connect with your breath, the whole experience of breathing in the body, and see if you can gain some stability and continuity by gently and in a relaxed way resting awareness on your breathing without any effort whatsoever to manipulate the breath. Just a kind of metronome in the background. Feel now the vastness of earth and how ordinary it is that we human beings, we animals and spirit beings, have such a powerful tendency to engage in a conflicted way, always thinking somehow that this will bring us closer to happiness, further from suffering, but often so confused, thinking beyond the headlines of today's news and understanding that in Africa, for example, in Burkina Faso, in Cameroon, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Ethiopia and Mali and Mozambique and Nigeria and Senegal and Somalia and Sudan and South Sudan, so many places, there are armed conflicts. Understanding that in Asia, there are armed conflicts every day. Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Myanmar, the Philippines. So much suffering and chaos. So many conflicts in Europe. Russia occupying Ukraine, Moldova, Georgia, Armenia occupying parts of Azerbaijan, and more. Remember this suffering, the same as everywhere else. People trying to do the right thing, trying to be happy. Mexico and Colombia in conflict. So many places in the world, and places who may not be in direct conflict, like many places in North America, but who have citizens who are engaged in and engaged by these conflicts. allow yourself for a moment to feel the weightiness, the sorrow of every kind, physical harm, unimaginable psychological harm, destruction of traditions and cultures, ruined economies, tragic damage to the environment and the beautiful resources of the earth. Let your mind rest on this sorrow until you feel the awakening of compassionate heart, the wish that these beings not suffer, not as an idea or a narrative, but as an openness and a tenderness in the heart. You can pause this recording and take as long as you like to immerse yourself in, to absorb and be in touch with this grievous suffering between fellow humans and other living beings. And now allow yourself to think of specific beings. Women, men, those who otherwise identify, babies, children, old people, young people, all the various manifestations of being human. You can think of people by location in the mountains or near the sea, in the cities or in desolate places. Again, you could stop and let your mind wander and with tender and open heart join them in their suffering as a witness. You could imagine people of different vocations, teachers, gardeners, spiritual mentors, business people, all kinds of vocations, craft and art, those who sustain others with things and resources like food and water, servants of communities like fire people and bankers and those who help animals. You could pause and consider them and their particular sufferings. And so you could continue on like this, connecting with various individuals and communities, people in different stages and phases of life, and understanding that not a single person in this contemplation is without goodness. Their tendency towards doing harm arises from their own confusion, their own woundedness. And so with the heart of equanimity, imagine that all of the suffering of all living beings, human, animal, otherwise, begins to arise in the vast and infinite sky as a dark cloud, dark smoke, unpleasant, sticky, thick. It fills the sky. And remembering the feelings that you had when you contemplated, imagined, visualized all those people, you pause for a moment and open your heart with strength of compassion until you feel a strong wish that you could remove this suffering, the suffering of all beings. And however impossible it might seem, on an in-breath, when you feel ready, gather your determination, perhaps courage if it's required. And on the in-breath, you breathe in all of that suffering. All beings, without any exception, no picking and choosing whatsoever. And you imagine that it enters your body into the heart space. And you imagine that for this moment you experience all the suffering of the world. And you allow it to penetrate your heart, your mind, your being. And you imagine that at this moment all those beings are relieved of both suffering and the causes of suffering. And on an out-breath, on brilliant cooling light, you send all manner of blessing, clarity and joy, resources and everything good, everything you would love to cling to for yourself and those you love most, you just give it away in one swift, expansive offering for the awakening of all. And you imagine that all of those suffering beings that you have been contemplating receive those blessings, are renewed, nurtured, refreshed, enlivened, clarified, purified. And you continue that in-breath of taking on suffering and the out-breath of the offering of relief and goodness of every kind for as long or as little as you like. Be spacious, take breaks if you need. And then when you finish, you dedicate the merit, the goodness of the practice to the awakening of all beings. Thank you.